happy. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's get right back to it. Jerry calls David Cassidy a cocker.
Wow.
So honored to be here with you.
Thank you.
God
Thank
bless you. You. And all of you.
David Cassidy, that little cocker. The little cocker, I used to call it.
No, you didn't.
Amazing.
Mr. President, Chief Operating Officer of Harley-Davidson.
Harley.
And MDA National Vice President, Jim McCaslin.
Did you know that I wasn't there, Ed?
No, I didn't, because I was looking over here. I was talking to a couple of little guys. One was redheaded and they had a funny thing, and they're awfully small. They're tiny little.
It's okay, Ed.
The Muppets or something?
We're going to have to talk.
Well, I was talking to them, and then they said, you were great, and I said, well, he's all right.
This is seriously.
Thanks a lot for that, Ed.
Like listening
Hello,
to the Blue Light Special.
Hello, Jerry.
The Don and Mike Show.
So honored to be here with you.
Thank you.
God
Thank
bless you. You. And all of you.
David Cassidy, that little cocker. The little cocker, I used to call him.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, the little cocker.
You didn't call him that, Jerry. You just made that up because you... Your mouth broke again.
But it was good because it allowed Ed to talk more about Muppets.
Hour number three, right, Robbie?
Seems like it, yeah.
Hour number three, the Jerry Telethon, Jerry's yearly popsicle speech.
And this marvelous. Is ongoing for really about 6 years now.
Yeah, he loves his popsicles.
He really does.
And does he throw a Marvelous in here?
We'll have to see.
Oh, he does.
But I bet he talks to Laurie Rinda.
Laurie.
I'm certain that Safeway has this kind of money to move into important places just from the popsicles I buy from them. You see, I can't have anything with sugar. So,
yes.
I go to a Safeway once and they had these marvelous popsicles.
Marvelous. There it is. Marvelous popsicles.
That is marvelous.
Isn't popsicles. It better to be surprised,
yeah.
though?
From Harley Davidson.
These marvelous popsicles.
Soft
wa. Hold on, I got
no
it.
Sugar in them.
Got a bag
That's why it's true. Can't have anything with sugar. So, I go to a Safeway once and they had these marvelous popsicles. No sugar in them.
Marvelous.
And there's a box of 16. They're called classic popsicles. And when I...
Thanks, Jerry.
This is seriously. The whole thing that we've been... Yeah. We are listening to the home. We truly are now.
Yeah.
It is definitely like listening to people down in Florida at the 5:30 dinner special.
They are at their prime. This is an 18-hour broadcast. This is the beginning of it.
21.
This is when they're...
excuse me, Rob.
This is when they're fresh.
Yeah, I love it.
They
oh,
have these
God,
marvelous popsicles.
Classic popsicles.
Buy that box. By the time I get home, there's none in there. So I got to go back and get for later. But they're wonderful. And everything else there is wonderful.
For later.
Okay. Ed.
Ed. Great monologues.
Ed's not ready, Mike.
Oh, sorry, Ed. Oh, just go back to what you were doing.
I've been waiting for you to call me. I just stand by. You were ignoring me. And toward the end, I got... kind of feeling funny that you didn't want me around, and
no.
I didn't know what to do.
How come we're
you
the
know,
only...
Can I tell you something?
Mike, hold on. Excuse me. How come we're the only guys in the world that see this and hear this for what it is?
All right.
For the magnificent car wreck that it is.
I don't know. There are guys that I play golf with down in Florida.
Do
all
they
right?
drive Hollies?
And there are guys, seriously, that attempt to be funny. And there are different kinds of humor. And the guys that play golf a little more slowly, if you know what I mean, that maybe have the little blue flag on top of their golf cart.
Right.
This is the way they're funny.
Right.
You know, you have, it's the edge. And, the edge has been gone for
you
a while.
You always feel funny.
Do you want me around?
How come we're
I mean,
the
God
old-
love them. They're still performing, but
no,
it really
no,
is starting
no,
to sound
no,
like
no.
a couple of old men that are out at a restaurant.
Stop it with the God love them.
But I mean, it really, it's no longer,
they need to
right
stop.
Now it's like the popsicles, and then he goes, Ed!
But don't you
Ed.
Think that if people could see them through our eyes and know really what this show is all about, people would watch this. I mean, the problem is maybe, it's stretched out over 20 hours.
Maybe the crippled kids would be watching if people gave this important disease the type of publicity that we give it.
That's true.
That's good, Don.
We shine a light on.
That's right.
MDA.
May I make a promise to you?
What's that?
In your lifetime.
It'll be cured?
I never said that.
All right. You just wanted to say in your lifetime.
I did.
In your lifetime.
I got to say
it. Of course.
Of course.
Of course, Ed. You.
It's showbiz at its absolute worst.
It is.
It's the last
bastion of it. This really doesn't exist anymore.
No.
What it is it's a dream scenario. If you ever went to Vegas with a bunch of your buddies and you're just getting bombed or whatever and you said, let's go to the worst show we possibly can and goof on it.
We've been doing this for years. We did this with Bob Hope.
Right.
We're doing this with Jerry now.
Same thing.
And you have to include Ed in this right now.
Oh, yeah.
The popsicle speech, I will give you this, from 2 years ago, or even 3 years ago, was light years ahead of that pop. Now it's just like, I go in 16 and they're gone. I like the popsicle. Yay, me.
And then you have to go and buy for later.
Hour number four. Here we go. Ed.
Already?
Ed nearly forgets what year it is.
Hello, and welcome back to the Jerry Lewis MDA Telethon, live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Please join us now. Some of the Love Network stations along the way for the 2007 Jerry Lewis MDA Telethon. Here we go.
Here we go.
1907.
Here we go.
And then here's the famous one that everybody heard where Jerry says fag.
Okay.
The one cut from the telethon that did make YouTube this year.
I don't think it's the most entertaining by a long shot.
All right.
No, but it's the one, you know, that got all the
exactly.
Pop.
Hi there. We're back. We're into hour 18. Look how good he moves that camera. We got son of a gun. Wherever I go, he goes. Let's see what you do with this over here. Oh, your family has come to see you. You remember Bart, your older son, Jesse, the illiterate faggot. No. I know. ABBA's timeless hits come to life in Mamma Mia. The longest running and most successful.
Now you hear
the reading. The reading is the worst I have ever heard it. I mean, it's not even in the ballpark of previous years.
It's just like he calls the guy a fag, and then it's just left turn.
Right.
ABBA is a group,
and the way he says "fag" is old man. He's a fag,
and you hear how he sounds really, really tired here.
Yeah, because he's walking around, right?
Well, yeah, but know that he's just had 14 hours off. He only does 4 hours, then he goes away, and then he comes back for what he calls the kill.
The kill.
And that's like the final 4 hours. So they're an hour.
Does he call it the kill?
Of course he does.
Hi there.
Hi there.
We're back. We're into hour 18. Look how good he moves that camera. We got son of a gun. Wherever I go, he goes. Let's see what you do with this over here. Oh, your family has come to see you. You remember Bart, your older son, Jesse, the illiterate faggot. No.
What?
I know. ABBA's timeless hits.
Moving on.
Come to life in Mamma Mia.
14 hours of rest.
The longest running and most successful Broadway music to hit Las Vegas Strip.
Listen to him read.
Music.
The show is filled with love, laughter, and friendship.
They're laughing at him now. Are they laughing
Absolutely.
At him?
And it's an oxygen issue, is it not?
Yeah, now he has to catch his breath.
And you can catch it at the Mandalay Bay. Ladies and gentlemen, Mamma Mia!
Wow.
All right, here's the next cut. It says...
This is fun.
What's it called?
Sloppy Q pickup from Ed and the band. Ed is slurry and horny as he kisses Jan Carl. Says, note, Don, in a move that is self-serving even by Jerry standards, The telethon is used to lobby to get Jerry the Congressional Gold Medal of Honor.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, this is goddamn disgusting. Have they no shame?
Oh, all right. I like this.
These are Rob's notes.
Sloppy Q.
This is when Jerry is not there.
Okay.
So this is them, quote unquote, operating behind Jerry's back, all right, as if he didn't write it.
We are back live.
How about just the beginning?
That's the sloppy Q.
We're back in one, two, yeah.
Yeah. We are back live at the 2007 Jerry Lewis NBA Telethon from the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa in Las Vegas. Now, please welcome, oh, what a pleasure this is for me to welcome this incredible performer, Dan Carl.
Oh, good morning, Dan.
All right, I have a question. You're the telethon expert.
All right, I'll entertain it.
How much of this? Now, granted, you got the two old guys, Jerry,
right,
and Ed, and
right,
they're obviously into their 80s now,
yeah,
and so I mean it's difficult for these guys. How much of this entire telethon broadcast has gotten sloppy? Because I'm not only hearing missed cues from Ed, I'm hearing microphones not getting turned
up. It's always been that
way. They seem to be pretty disheveled.
There's the problems are multifold.
Okay.
For one thing, they only use hand mics. Nobody has a lavalier mic, and
okay,
because they're all old, they always forget to pick them up. I mean, it's just simple.
Wait. Any chance I get, I'm going to kiss you. Well, Pam may be here. Is Pam here yet? No, okay.
Okay, good. The wife's not here.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
And we should have said,
in trouble.
Woo! I see in trouble now. Oh. Wow, you guys are great. Good morning.
Good morning, yes.
I don't
Such
think I need
stage.
My coffee.
Wait,
I
didn't mean
you.
To neglect you at all, but, you know, it's her. Okay.
Woo! All right. Well, listen, I have a very special message that I need to share with all of you. This is before Jerry gets back, all right? Because Jerry has been nominated for the Congressional Gold Medal for his decades of work for MTV.
So we're supposed to believe that Jerry doesn't know that Jan Carl
exactly
is saying all of this.
Send Jan out with the gold medal speech.
And if there is a harsher looking woman on God's earth, bring her to me.
Unmatched show business career. Now, it's a very prestigious award that is rarely given out. Just check out some of the previous recipients. They include George Washington, Bob Hope, Winston Churchill, John Wayne, Mother Teresa, and Martin Luther King Jr.
And Jerry Lewis, please stop the world. I want to get off.
I want Carl, Jan Carl, to go out with the big speech about me getting the medal.
I have a dream that this is not true.
So you remember when John Wayne won it, and he talked about the popsicles.
That's right.
That he enjoyed so much.
Here is a segment that Rob... I'm not going to listen to the rest of that stuff.
No need.
Here's one that Rob calls Ed's combination of gurgling and slurring. He calls it a slurgle.
I like it.
Oh, good. Let's hear Ed slurgle.
This year marks the 30th anniversary of ERA Real Estate Partnership with MDA, and the ER team pledged to renew a commitment. So let's support them and watch this, folks.
Where was the slurgle?
Are you sure that was the right cut?
That's what it
what
said.
What number?
Number 40. And then number 41 says he's still slurgling. Ed gets his balls busted about his hair in an old clip. He handles it like a horny, retarded Alzheimer's patient.
Perhaps we'll hear the slurgle here.
Okay.
Let's welcome ERA Real Estate Senior Vice President and MDA Vice President P.J. Martin Smith.
It's a little slurgle.
That's a combination of gurgling and
okay.
A little bit of a slurgle.
Good morning. Hi, Jan. So, should we ask Ed what happened to his hair?
Yeah, how long ago was that?
I don't know. Ed, what happened to your hair? We saw you there in 1977 and...
Wait a minute. I was out getting a cup of coffee. What did you say?
Hey, did you see that we saw you in 1977? I was just saying, what happened? You look a little different.
I'm here if you need me, whatever you want.
You know what? What's great is so is ERA.
I'd get over and give you a kiss right now if they wouldn't stop the show.
Here he goes again.
Oh, wow.
I should start charging him for the kisses, right? And give the money to Jerry.
Yeah.
You know who really...
I'm Ed McMahon, and I'd like to eat your...
who really you must feel for in that situation?
What about the vagina?
Is...
I'm Ed McMahon.
I like rape.
You want to put your hand on it?
Why do you favor rape?
The poor people that are standing there waiting to give a check, and they're not in show business, and they just stand there, and Ed is screaming.
One more. Here's Jan Carl throws it to Ed, and he seems lost.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. Oh. All right, Ed, back to you.
Oh, Jan. So nice of you to introduce me. Thank you, Jan. Let's welcome back the president and chief operating officer of Harley-Davidson and MDA national vice president, Jim McCaslin.
All right, we come back.
Harley.
Rob, as he's indicated, says Jerry is back for the kill.
Ed is down in the corner with his pants around his ankle.
When we come back, Jerry will go for the kill and call Billy Gilman, who helped anchor the telethon for at least 5 years. He calls him by what name? He calls him Billy Gilman, and his name is Billy Gillum?
No, his name is Billy Gilman, and I think he calls him Billy Gillum, but he's only been the overnight anchor for 5 years, and he's been associated with MDA for 10, and Jerry gets his name wrong.
Then Jerry tells the audience they are not excited enough. Then the newly refreshed Jerry rambles on.
Oh, good. All right, delightful.
We'll hear that. Then we hear, what does Rob say after that? Jerry seems bored and insecure.
I like the headlines, too.
Yeah.
Jerry thanks Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
Calls him a good boy, one of the best, and Carrot Darling.
Carrot.
Where's that? Yeah. Carrot Darling. Where's that?
Carrot Top, yay! You can see him every night here in Las Vegas.
You can see her.
Hey, Carrie, darling, are you still at the Luxor?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
You folks will have a real treat. See him tonight or any night you like at the Luxor Hotel. We only present top draw on this program. My darling Jan Carl is waiting to speak on you. Here she is.
What?
I don't know.
All right, we'll pick it up with Billy Gilman. Mm-hmm.
Put your hand on it, Jerry.
All right. Carrot darling. Whatever he said, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.